Ephesians chapter 4.
Thank you. There's no clip on this. Okay, I'll just hold it. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 15 is the scripture for the camp. Very familiar passage. Verse 15 says, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ. And so, growing up. Being a grown-up means you can handle change. And change is a good thing. Regardless, as a Christian, what it might be. And so, growing up is what we're really after here. To be able to handle change in a way that's productive. And we know that God causes all these things to work together for good. We may not understand it at the time, but we need to handle it correctly. Brother James actually came up with the theme this year, and he read a little book, and it's entitled, Who Took My Cheese? Is that? Who Moved My Cheese? Okay, I couldn't remember if it was Who Stole My Cheese or Who, you know, Who Moved My Cheese? Okay. And that has been a bestseller, and in the business world and economics, it's really making some headway. James keeps on top of a lot of that for his managerial position. But it's a neat little book, and I got to read it, and I said, yeah, we really need to work on change. And that little book is so cool because it's about two mice and two men, or wise mice, I don't know how you'd put it. But somebody moves their cheese. They've been going to this place and getting cheese all along, and then it moves. And the four different critters handle it differently. One just hangs on and keeps going back, and there's never any cheese. And he's just frustrated, doesn't know what to do. And then one of them, I think he's Scurry, just starts looking and doing whatever it takes to find more cheese, see? And, of course, cheese represents anything you're after in life. And things are going to change on you, and how you handle it is so, so important. And that's kind of the genesis of what produced what we're going to be doing together. Now, God moves the cheese sometimes just to wake us up. And I think James is going to talk about that. He's already given us a little prelude in his stewardship this last Lord's Day. But change is inevitable. There's only one thing that doesn't change, and that's Jesus. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His word, the Logos, which is contained in here, Jesus, the information that created all this and sustains us, it never changes. The scripture cannot be broken. Jesus cannot lie. And so this is the only stable unit in the universe. Everything else is going to change. And we're expected to grow from that change, benefit from that change, and utilize that change for our betterment and the betterment of others. Now, sometimes change is not pretty. Sometimes it's tough. And in my shotgun, I'm going to share the toughest thing I've ever went through so far. And at this point, I would say even including my wife's torn retina. And that produced some necessary change, some great change, but we had to make it great. And God expected that. I can see now. And so change is inevitable, but what we do with it, and even how we prepare for it when we know it's going to happen. See? And then to handle the unexpected in a godly way with character, that's what we're going to be talking about. That's what James is going to share with us to kick the camp off. And we want to bring everybody up to speed as they come tomorrow or later tonight, so that they understand we're talking about how change works, so that we can be on top of it and not be blindsided and not be hurt by it or stopped in our quest for heaven. So with that, I've asked Brother Mark to have a song, and then we're going to have James come up and share with us the preliminaries for our camp on change.